Da wir kommen in Chapter 3, Mishnah 1, haben wir nicht es a Kadbir Shusar Rabbim. If one sits down a jar in the public domain, example, he's walking over there, he gets tired, puts his jar down in order to rest, and guess what happens next? Ubo acher v'niskal ba ushvara. Someone comes along and stumbles over it and trips it, and the jar breaks. Patur. So he is exempt. The person who stumbles on the jar is exempt from paying. Because it's a normal that people like to walk and be preoccupied and not watch where they're going. And because of that, you shouldn't put your jar down in the public domain, right? If you're going to put your jar down, you need to put it down in a place where it's guarded. Then huzakban, if the person who trips over the jar is injured, so balachav is chav b'nezikah, the person who put the jar down there also has to pay for his injuries. So the person who puts the jar down really has to guard it, and he's liable, and people are walking there. You can't just leave something where people are walking. Next case, Nishbara Kada Berishus Arabim. If someone breaks a jar, his jar is broken in the public domain, and this is talking about where the owner is like walking over there, and he stumbles and he drops the jar. It's a jar full of water, and he drops the jar over there, and v'huchalak echad b'maim, and also there's water, it was a jar of water, and the water falls out, and someone comes along and they slip in the water and they're injured from the water, or shelakach b'chariseah, or they're injured from the shards of the jar that were broken over there, chav, so he is obligated, he is liable for those damages, because according to this Tana, one who stumbles is negligent, right? You've got to be very careful. When in the public domain, you have a high degree of care, and stumbling and dropping the jar is negligent. Rabbi Yehuda says, "B'miskaven chav." Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says, if he intends, with intention he's liable. So what's the intention? The intention means that if he intends to retain ownership of the shards, he still wants those shards, he wants to use them for something. So then he is liable for damages caused to another person. But if he doesn't intend to retain ownership of those shards, they now become hefka, ownerless, pater. So he is then exempt. According to Rabbi Yehuda, one who stumbles is not considered negligent. So the shards in the water over there have the law of something which is ownerless if he doesn't want to, you know, to he doesn't intend to own them. And it's like the fall is beyond one's control, and it's as if they were never his. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he would be exempt. Now, there are other ways of learning this Mishnah. You can see at the end of the card here, he brings a long thing. And whenever there's a long note like that, you know that there's other ways of looking at things and they're not clear. So if you want to just go through a bit more extra homework, you can read through that at the end of the card here over there.